Welcome to a mini episode of How Did This Get Made? It is our Christmas mini episode. We have a very good Christmas surprise for you. We went on Facebook and asked you to vote for the movie that you thought represented the best worst Christmas movie. And you picked the Ben Affleck, Charlize Theron, Gary Sinise movie, Reindeer Games. That's right. It's the last ever John Frankenheimer movie ever made. And it is a stinker. This is one of those movies that you saw advertised, but you never had any desire to see. And now I understand why. It is bananas. It is like 2 days in the valley meets Long Kiss Goodnight while Christmas with the Cranks took a crap on it. That's kind of what this movie is. But don't take my word for it. Listen to the very verbal trailer.
We walk out of here. What's the first thing you're gonna do?
Go out and get myself a mug of hot chocolate.
A piece of pecan pie, right?
That's right.
He was a reformed ex-con who wanted to start a new life.
You, Ashley?
I have been dreaming about that smile for so long.
She was the girl of his dreams.
When I get back in that room, you better be wearing nothing but a candy cane.
Welcome home, convict. Hey, sis.
But between them and happiness...
What do you want from me?
I read your letters, convict.
...stands a team of criminals who wanted to take down the state's richest casino.
Finally meet a boy that I'm crazy about, and my brother wants him worse than I do.
You want to hear about some job of mine? I want some hot chocolate and some pecan pie.
Just start talking.
I could really go for some onion rings.
What started out as love...
Just give him what he wants.
...could end up in murder.
You're sending me into an Indian casino dressed like a cowboy.
It was that or a ballerina.
Hey. He was talking to the manager inside there!
Something tells me you're not being totally honest with me.
Rule one, never put a car thief behind the wheel!
Ben Affleck, Gary Sinise, Charlize Theron. In the new thriller from John Frankenheimer. Reindeer Games.
Game's over.
Not yet.
Man, oh man, this movie's got plot twists. They got them in spades. So many of them that they don't even make sense. They just got a twist. It doesn't have to make sense. So watch till the very end because you won't believe where it goes. It's available on Netflix Instant. You can get it there for free. There's no fuss, no muss. Just go on there, do it, watch it, enjoy. This comes out on Christmas Eve, or I guess technically Christmas morning. So spend Christmas with us. That's right. Open your gifts while listening to us talk about Gary Sinise abusing, torturing Ben Affleck, who only wants some hot chocolate and some pecan fucking pie. Now it's time for Viewer Mail Holiday Edition. Zach Parks writes, what's your favorite version of the Christmas Carol? Dude, no argument. It's got to be Scrooged, right? Bill Murray at his finest. His finest. Bridging the gap, drama, comedy. It's all there. Or the Muppets one with Michael Caine. Both solid. Very solid. Exactly the way Charles Dickens envisioned it. Oliver Mawas writes, why do we have the tradition of kissing under the mistletoe? All I can think about this is that some creepy dude in like the 1700s is like, yeah, you got to kiss under this tree. Yeah, it won't kiss me. Yeah, it's a law. That's creepy. I don't ever want to be kissed under the mistletoe. I don't want to be caught under the mistletoe because the only people hanging out under the mistletoe are creepy uncles. Creepy uncles. No one that you want to kiss is under that mistletoe. Brian Can writes, can I get a Red Ryder BB gun for Christmas? No. You'll shoot your eye out, man. Come on. Allison Kiefer writes a really great question. Who would make a better Santa, Nick Cage or Sly Stallone? Well, Allison, I'm going to say I think Sly would make a great Santa, a Santa with muscles, perhaps, even though Hulk Hogan has taken that throne in his great film, Santa with Muscles. I think Nick Cage would make a great Krampus. Imagine Nick Cage as that evil Santa, like just screaming a lot, like, there'll be no toys for Christmas. I don't even know if that's a Nick Cage impression, but it's just yelling. It worked for me. Anthony Hoffman writes, what's the worst Christmas song ever? Anthony, there is one song that I think takes the cake. It's a Justin Bieber Busta Rhymes mashup of Little Drummer Boy. Take a listen.
So bad like Michael, I know I'm still young, but I go stupid, stupid, love like Cupid, I'm the drummer boy, so do, do.
Sipping eggnog with a little sprinkle of vanilla, even though it's kind of cold. I'm pulling out a chinchilla. Bieber hit me back and said, let's make it hot up in the winter. I said, cool, cool. You know I'ma deliver. Let's collaborate and make the holiday a little bigger. Before we work, I gotta get this off. See the other family members and drop gifts off. Then I'm headed to the studio, cause ain't nothing stopping. How you know we about to turn it up and really get it popping now? People everywhere and all our Twitter followers, Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah.
That song gets more intensely crazy as it goes on. Find that online. Enjoy it for yourself throughout the entire holiday season. Jonah Kaufman writes, why doesn't Santa love me? Is it because I'm Jewish? Yeah, Jonah, you're Jewish. Santa does not like Jewish people. Easter Bunny, totally an anti-Semite. I don't mean to say that, you know, that's acceptable. That's just who they are. They're older. They have their ways. Santa's been around for a long time. He has a bad tude about the Jews. I love Jewish people. I'm a fan. You know, I celebrate Hanukkah. I don't, but I would. You know, Santa, not into it. Santa, I've heard, does some really crazy stuff around the holidays. Paints swastikas on banks. It's really messed up. I can't condone it. Yes, he gives presents to kids, but he is a anti-Semite to the extreme. You hear it here first. I'm the only one reporting on Santa's anti-Semitism. Evan Dijuk writes, how about adding some diversity and doing a non-Christmas-related holiday movie? Well, what are there? There are just 8 Crazy Nights is the only one I can think of. Are there a lot of Jewish Christmas movies out there? If not, I actually would like to see a version of Die Hard, like an action Christmas holiday movie, but revolving around Hanukkah. Think about it like this. Mandy Patinkin, the guy from Homeland, is a rabbi, right? And he's coming into L.A. to do a festival of lights, you know, and then he gets off the plane and, you know, he's going to see his daughter. But guess what? 8 Palestinian terrorists take over the Griffith Park Observatory. 8 because of symbolism with the 8 nights of Hanukkah. See what I'm doing here? And he has to defeat those terrorists only with his wits and a menorah. I would like to see it. Call the movie Lighthard. It would make $101 million. Lighthard with Mandy Patinkin. I want to see that, actually, now. There should be Hanukkah movies, I know, but I can't think of any of them. Jamie Walker writes, in terms of Christmas-related violence dished out to home invaders and German terrorists, who is better, Kevin McAllister or John McClane? Oh, man. Hands down, Kevin McAllister, the kid from Home Alone, he used real wits, MacGyver-style wits. He wasn't a cop in New York. John McClane has been on a force. He knows how to use a gun. Macaulay Culkin, he's like using a thing to heat up doorknobs. He's got his Matchbox toys out there. I do want to talk for a second about that family. As I grow older, I realize it is impossible to forget a kid. If you forget a kid, there should be no Home Alone 2. Home Alone 2 should be Kevin McAllister in a foster home, because that is a big gaffe. I don't care they woke up late. They forgot a child. That's bad parenting, Catherine O'Hara. Let's see if that's it. I think that's it. Somebody just writes, what's the best and least favorite Christmas movie? That is from Michael Ferguson. For me, my favorite Christmas movie, man, that's a tough one because there's so many good ones. You know, I'd have to say it's a Die Hard, Lethal Weapon, Elf, Scrooged. Those are high on my list. And the least favorite, I don't even want to tell it to you because I don't even want attention to be drawn to it. But the Santa Claus 3 with Jack Frost. You want to be bummed out about the holidays. Check that one out. Christmas with the Cranks, also not so much fun. And finally, Surviving Christmas, a Ben Affleck, James Gandolfini star that came out, I think, in April. That's how confident they were that that movie was not going to get the Christmas audience together. So those are my favorites and least favorites. I'm sure I'm missing out on one or two that are really good. So that closes up Viewer Mailbag. We are still looking for poster submissions for How Did This Get Made? That's right. So send us your poster submissions. We'll be deciding on them soon. I'm not going to put a timeline on it just because we're lazy. You guys are lazy. Just send them in. Let's see what you got. All right. We will see you next week for Reindeer Games with Ben Affleck. Watch it on Netflix Instant. We'll see you next week. And until then, have a merry, happy holiday season.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.